Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And always, we are working on your financial freedom. Happy holidays, happy Christmas week to each of you. Glad to be with you this morning. I hope everybody was able to take some time off and share and spend time with those you care the most about. That's what we've been doing, and that's what I plan to do this afternoon. And catch a little Cowboys at the same time, have a little fun. But hope everyone's having a fantastic week. This is my last show of 2020, and it's been bittersweet at the least, right? This year has definitely been one for the record books, no doubt. And I know many of you will be happy to see 2020 move on down the road. So when I join you next week, we'll have crossed over into 2021. And I'm going to spend the remainder of today's show reflecting on some previous shows that we've done throughout the year. Why? Primarily, I want to emphasize important realities, strategies, understanding of real estate investing, why we do it. More than that, how simple it really is, my friend, how rewarding it really is, how it's made a difference in my life in 2020. But you can do this. You can do this very simply. And I'm going to follow up at the end of the show with five steps you can take right now today, within the next week, right now today, between now and 2021, five very simple tasks that you can do and set yourself up for a life direction change in 2021. So stay with me. It's going to be a busy show. And I'm going to wrap the show around two very important points. Let me just get to that first point right now. My friends, 2021 is going to be my best year ever for real estate investing. My best year ever. I know that for a fact. Now, how can I say that? Well, let me take the basics. I don't have a crystal ball, right? But what I do is extremely predictable. What we teach you to do is extremely predictable, and it returns over and over again. But let's go to the basics. Why is 2021 going to be my best year ever? Well, I have two separate legs to my real estate investing. Okay, I've got one leg, my single family homes. And I started with those in 2013. I actually started prior, but when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited in 2013, became educated, learned what I'm doing, learned how to be more effective, used a model to follow, right? Had a mentor to answer my questions and help me along the way. Well, I started that in 2013. And my friends, 2013 wasn't that long ago, okay? It was seven short years ago. In April of 2021, it will be eight years since I started purchasing single family homes. We rehab those and we rent them to great people. So my plans, 2021, I'm going to sell at least two of those homes, quite possibly three of those homes. Bottom line is the values of those homes have increased greatly, as have the rents. Okay, the rents correspond, but what happens is these homes reach a value and you're not maximizing as much as you could be with a less expensive property. Okay, so it's time to sell those properties. Now, will I take that financial gain? Will I keep it? Will I spend it? No, no, and no. Okay, I hope I wasn't unclear. As tempting as that may seem, my lifestyle, our lifestyle, my family's lifestyle next year will not change, and most likely will not change in 2022. I am in a building phase, continue to build. Okay, so the equity in those homes gets reinvested into more real estate, more properties, and we'll teach you this. We don't invest for the appreciation. That's what amateurs do, okay? We invest for cash flow. In fact, our rule number two of our three rules of investing, rule number two is must cash flow. Why? Because for us, it's about the passive income. Okay. Again, we're not investing for the appreciation. That's gravy, right? So when I sell those properties, I'm going to lose the passive income associated with that home or those homes. Therefore, those funds must be redeployed into other cash flowing assets. Learn that word, my friend. That's one of my favorite terms in real estate investing. Redeploy. So deploy kind of has a military sound to it, right? When we deployed the troops on the beach. Well, we're doing the same thing financially. We're redeploying, okay? These are funds that were already deployed into an asset. We're going to pull them out and we're going to redeploy them, okay? So 2 to 3 assets could easily be traded for 4 to 6 assets, possibly more, right? So it just depends on the purchase. It depends on the asset. So those funds get redeployed. Lifestyle doesn't change. We just grow that nest egg, so to speak. That financial foundation of real estate assets continues to grow. My second leg of real estate investing is my passive apartment investing. Okay. I started that in 2018. 2018 was yesterday. I can see that in my rearview mirror 3 short years ago. And I fully expect that at least 2, quite possibly 4 of those assets will go through a refinance event next year. And if you don't understand what that means, my friends, essentially the refinance event is going to create a windfall distribution, funds back to the investors, 100% tax-free. In many cases, at a 75, 100, 150 or more return. How would you like to invest and 4 years later have 150 or 200% of your money back and still have your money in that original investment and that original asset that continues to flow? Again, if the refinances come through, will I take that financial gain? Will I keep it? Will I spend it? No, no, and no. Everybody, I think you know what I'm saying. Those funds will get redeployed into more deals. Will our lifestyle change in 2021, 2022? No. Redeploy and build. It's what we learn through lifestyles. And we're going to pick this up on the other side. We're going to continue talking about why 2021 is going to be a great year and what made 2020 quite different, at least on our side. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300-some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Our last show of 2020, when I join you again next week, we'll be into 2021. And I know more than one of you out there doesn't think that's quite a bad thing, right? Let's move forward. If you have any questions, you want to call our show, feel free to give us a buzz. It's 855 497-4335, 855-497-4335. I'd love to hear from you. Or as always, you can send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. Many of you, if you're just now tuning in or new to the show, we are on podcast apps. You probably have a podcast app on your smartphone. That is a great resource. If I'm going on a long drive or even on a long walk, I love listening to podcasts, and you can pick this show up and you can catch Andy Webb's show, Al Gordon, Del Walmsley himself. Just a great resource. Burn some time and educate yourself and tune into some real estate investing. This morning, I'm reflecting on previous shows this year. I'm going to get into some of those about realities and strategies, understandings of real estate, why we do it, how simple it is. But I'm wrapping this around two major points. And my first point was in the first segment, if you missed it, that 2021 is going to be my best year ever for real estate investing, primarily because I started 7 years ago, seven short years ago. I started a second leg of a strategy 3 short years ago. When are you going to start, my friends? Okay, it will be flat out the best year. Whether there's some refinances or not, I think there will be. Bottom line is my cash flow continues to grow, okay? We continue to push that forward, right? Because that's what it's all about for us. It's about cash flow. We don't invest for appreciation. That happens. But that's what amateurs do. That's what people do that don't follow our plan. They rely on appreciation. That's how you make money in the stock market, is with appreciation. It either that stock either goes up and you make money, or it goes down and you lose money. That's one way. We make money 5 ways on our properties. But again, it's because I started 7 years ago. I started my second leg of my investing 3 years ago. You need to start today, my friends, because the second point I'm going to make, 2020 has been much kinder to those of us with passive income than it was to people without passive income. Okay, that's not a rich or a poor thing. That's a decision that we made. You can start anywhere and create this. It doesn't take a lot of money. Okay, but because of decisions we made yesterday, today's not as rough. And it's not just financially. Okay, there are people seriously suffering out there as a result of this COVID flu. Quite frankly, as a result of the politics associated with as well. Right, It's not as bad that people are getting sick and dying, but some of the hysteria that's going on is making it, frankly, worse. There's layoffs, job reductions, salary cuts, people that are moving out of states because they can't work, right? How would you like to suddenly just look at your family and go, we need to move. We need to move. People are hurting not only financially, but the mental toll on people has been incredible. Families, children, people won't be the same mentally as a result of this for years. I'm convinced of it. But those of us with passive income, I'm not saying we didn't have our bumps in the road. 2020 was an equal opportunity offender. I mean, 2020 hurt us all in many, many ways. But those of us with passive income in our life, it helped us financially, but it helped our mental state of mind, okay? My friends, knowing that mailbox money coming in the mail each and every month, each and every quarter, gives you a sense of assurance. It gives you a peace of mind. You know what a great feeling that is? It's almost, my two daughters wanted these heavy blankets for Christmas. And I don't know if you're familiar with them, but it's hilarious. I mean, we bought a blanket that's 20 pounds for this little girl because she wanted a really heavy one. I mean, they're rated for people that weigh, you know, like a middle linebacker in the NFL should get a 20-pound weighted blanket, according to the box. But that's what they wanted, and they love them. But it's that comfortable assurance. You're almost kind of wrapped in that heavy blanket. That's kind of how I saw passive income in 2020, right? Just coming in. It's that heavy blanket for our family. In fact, I don't know if you caught it earlier, but Andy Webb's show this morning, I tuned in a little bit before my show. He's on in a different market, different stations. He'll be back on at noon here in this market. But his show was all about real estate being the gift that keeps on giving. So we had that assurance. Those of us with passive income, we weren't hurt as bad, and we had that assurance, okay? So there were at least four shows I did throughout the year that will drive this point home. And if you want to check them out, you may want to write this down. You may have to go to the podcast if you're just driving and come back and pick this up. But April 12th, I did a show, and the title is Real Estate Investing is Built to Withstand Recessions. And again, you can find these shows either on our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's a search box, right? Type in Mike Harrison, and you'll see my shows. So April 12th, Real Estate Investing is Built to Withstand Recessions. Yes, it is. May 3rd, Real Estate Investing for a Better Tomorrow. Wow, how poignant that was. August 16th, The Simple Formula for Restoring Family Meals. That's with Bethany, and she is a super passive investor. She is a very smart and dynamic woman. That is a great show, and she'll talk about how passive income has changed her family's direction. And on October 11th, not that long ago, I did a show called From Fired to Financially Free in 1 Year with Dale and Sharon. And Dale was laid off. He lost his job after like 30 years, okay, was laid off. Did he lay down and die? No, he did something about it. He stood up, he took his 401k money, started buying single family homes, and they have changed their financial direction in 1 year, in a COVID year. Let me ask you this. If you were affected financially and mentally due to COVID protocols, the economy, whatever, political insanity, job changes, unemployment instability, would an extra $500 a month tax-free this year have helped you? Would that have made a difference? Would that have given you just a slight amount of assurance? But what if you had started 3 years ago, 5 years ago? It wouldn't be $500 a month, my friends. Very simply, it would be $2,000 a month, $2,500 a month, maybe even quite more than that. And really, that passive income gives you something to look forward to, something to lean on, something to appreciate. Because when we say it's not about the money, it's about the lifestyle, that's exactly what we're talking about, my friends. Passive income can make your life better in ways you most likely have never considered. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Happy Sunday. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm glad to be with you here this morning. If you'd like to call our show, love to hear from you with any questions or comments. Our number is 855-497-4335. Or please send me an email. I will respond to you personally. AskMike@LUINC.com. I love hearing from you. There's no dumb questions, right? The only dumb question is the one you don't ask. So please send me an email. AskMike@LUINC.com. So the point I'm driving home today is 2020 was different for us. I don't feel like we were as affected as much as some other folks. And one of the primary reasons for that is because we have passive income in our life. We have mailbox money. But why do we have mailbox money? Well, there are decisions that we made 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago. Okay? Every decision made then was for the future. It wasn't about then. It was for the future. Okay? It was decisions we made in the past. I don't know what 2021 is going to bring. I don't know what 2022 is going to bring or 2025 on down the road. But I do know that decisions I'm making today that my wife and I are making, right? We make these decisions together in our investing strategy. I do know that the decisions we're making today are a bit of insurance against tomorrow, okay? That's just how it works. Now, what's one thing you can do right now to change your path for 2021? Well, I'll give you something real simple here. Our expo, Lifestyles Unlimited Expo 2021, go to this website, Lifestyles Unlimited Expo 2021.com. Our expo is in Houston. It's April 29th, 30th, and May 1st. Make it a point. Find a way to attend, my friends. It is the largest real estate investor event of its kind in the country. You can meet people, all kinds of investors just like yourself, people that haven't started, people that are looking to get started. Vendors will be there. We'll have breakout sessions, breakout classes. But there you can see for yourself life-changing principles that will set you free, my friends. I promise you that. I remember my first expo. I literally took a vacation day from work and drove down to Houston, got a hotel room, and then went to the expo by myself and walked around and was truly amazed. It was better than I had even imagined. And I haven't missed one since. My friends, you have the right to challenge the status quo. If you don't like the direction you're going in, you have the right to challenge that. You have the right to not accept your current status. But you need to start today. I have some shows that I did this year that can help you understand how to change your path. And if you're just now tuning in, again, you may want to write these down. You may need to come back to our podcast and track this show down, and you can revisit these shows there. This one on, well, it was just last week with Mark and Julie that I did. Design your future and transform your life. You want to listen to somebody that invests for the excitement, the pure joy, the fulfillment in their life of taking an old dilapidated property and making it something nice and providing a home for a great resident? Well, that's Mark and Julie. That's last week's show. Another show, my most popular show I did this year, The Cash Flow Snowball, an 8-year plan. That's on October 25th, 2020. By far, one of the most popular shows I've ever done. Check that show out, okay? The Cash Flow Snowball. It's an 8-year plan, and it's an overly slow plan that I designed on purpose, because as you get into it, it won't take you 8 years, my friends. And you don't have to be rich to do this. You just have to start. In fact, the 6 starter steps to financial freedom, I did that one July 12th. I do that show typically at least once a year. I'll probably do it again in the first quarter of next year. But it's the 6 starter steps to financial freedom. And then I did another one called Redefining Retirement on June 27th. Those shows will help you understand how to change your path and begin moving forward. At the end of today's show, if you stick with me in the last segment, I'm going to have 5 simple steps you can do between now and the new year to start beginning to change that financial path. My friends, have you ever heard the saying, nothing changes if nothing changes? Think about that one for a second. You can stay there and just accept the status quo. Del Walmsley actually says that a little different. He says, not everyone wants to be a millionaire. And I was in his class when he said that to the class. And I don't know, I guess there was 50 or 60 of us in the room. And he said, not everyone wants to be a millionaire. And I'm thinking to myself, are you crazy? Everybody wants to be a millionaire. And the fact is, the more, once he kind of peeled that onion back, so to speak, and removed the layers, Dale's exactly right. Not everyone wants to be a millionaire, because some people, they just don't want to get out of their comfort zone. They don't want to change. They'll just accept whatever is delivered. And if it's a COVID flu 2020 with lockdowns and layoffs, there's a lot of people that won't change. They won't get out of their comfort zone and make that move. My friends, I cannot tell you how important it is that you need to make that change. And I personally, it was very, very difficult for me. I was a corporate guy and had been on that track for 20 plus years, and the 401k and the conventional wisdom world. And every time I got a bonus and every time I got a big commission check, I didn't bless our family with it. I jammed it into a 401k that absolutely did nothing for me. But that's all changing. In fact, next year, 2021, will be my best year ever in real estate. Primarily, I started 7 years ago with predictable instruments, predictable investments. I know when the fruit will bloom, so to speak, and it's all going to be great because of decisions that we made 3, 4, 5, 7 years ago. Okay. The decisions I'm making this year and next year are about 2024. They're about 2025. Those decisions today compound and build your future. Don't sacrifice long-term success for short-term gratification. Don't sacrifice long-term success for short-term gratification. And it's so easy. But if you start doing this, things will compound. Okay? Things will compound. So again, the passive deals I enter into now, they're about two things. They're about cash flow, right? At 5, 7, 10%, right? Yes. Depending on the deal, of cash on cash return, tax-free, quarterly, and they're about 2024, 2025. I've got two shows you can listen to that I did this year that will tell you about the compounding and investing passively. One is Passive Multifamily Investing with John Pry, and that was on May 17th of 2020. John Pry is a great guy. He's very wise, very smart, very savvy, former Exxon engineer and passive multifamily investor. And then the second one is We Do Passive Real Estate Investing Differently for a Reason. And that one's on May 10th. And you, again, you can find these shows on the podcast, on any podcast app, Lifestyles Unlimited, and you can find it at our website. You can even find it on the YouTube channel. So if you're listening, I want you to understand when we come back, I'm going to bring 5 points to you that you can do between now and, yes, 2021. You can do these in 5 to 7 days to set yourself up for a path change in 2021. You just have to start. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be back after a short break with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. We're closing out my last show of 2020, and it has been a very busy show. This has gone by rather quickly. I hope you're sticking with me for the entire show. What I'm talking about two major points that that I wanted to drive across. And essentially the first one is 2021 is going to be my best year for real estate investing. Okay. Regardless, I can tell you that it's predictable. It builds, it snowballs. That's the bottom line. And the second point is that those of us with passive income in our lives were a bit cushioned for 2020, for everything that was thrown at us with this crazy time that we're living in. But we were a bit cushioned compared to folks that don't have passive income in their life. But why do I have passive income in my life? Because of decisions that I made 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago. Those were decisions made then to essentially for fruit to bloom now, right? And the decisions I'm making today are about 2024 and 2025 and 2026 and so on. So because this really does snowball, it does grow, it does flow. And I don't know what those years will bring, but I know that if I can continue to grow my passive income, everything's going to be okay. All right. So what are five steps that you can do right now? If you're listening to me and you're like, Harrison, yes, I should have done this a year ago. I should have done it 2 years ago. Stop doing that, because we all kick ourselves. I kick myself going, where was this 20 years ago, right? You can't do that. You need to get that mindset and you need to go, you know what? We're going to make a change and we're going to make a difference now. All right. And these are real basic. All right. We don't have a lot of time between now and 2021. So these are real simple. Nothing to it. One is so easy. It's right there in front of you. Review your credit report. Okay. What we do is we leverage every deal. You need good credit. Okay. You can't have bad credit. You can maybe get by with poor credit, but it's just going to hurt you. You need to have decent credit to make this work. How do you find out if you have decent credit? Don't rely on somebody else. Pull your own credit report. Okay. Now listen up. This is important. There is a lot of bull hockey when you go online and type in the word free credit report. There is garbage out there. There's scams. There's no such thing. On those, when they says free credit report, stay away. The only place that I know of to truly get a free credit report is annualcreditreport.com. Annualcreditreport.com. That's the one government based, and they make the big three provide your credit report for you. I pull my credit every year, and I pull my wife's credit, and I pull my children's credit. Yes, I was pulling it even at the age when they were 6, 7, 8 years old. Why? Because there's monster criminals out there that will use your kid's credit, and you don't want to find out when it's too late, okay? Some clown bought a car on my sister-in-law's credit this year. That's the kind of year it's been, okay? You don't find that out unless you're checking your own credit report or until you get a letter in the mail. So pull your credit. Yes, you can do that. You can take 30, 45 minutes and pull it for the whole family. Annualcreditreport.com is the only one I know of that is legit. Okay. They'll try to sell you something at the end, but others you have to sign up for what have you and pay money up front. This one's good to go. Annualcreditreport.com. You can do it once a year. Step two is going to take a few hours to do. Bottom line, create your personal financial statement. Okay. And if you don't know what that is, Google it. Personal financial statement is a snapshot of your personal financial position at a specific point in time. It's basically assets and liabilities, and the difference between the two is your net worth. You need to know that. We measure what we do, okay? You cannot grow wealth unless you have the ability to measure your wealth, okay? This may sound daunting. There are templates online that you can find. Just the most basic. Here's what I own. Here's what I owe, okay? Look at it this way. If you want to lose weight, weigh yourself every day. If you want to grow your financial position, look at your net worth. You don't need to do it every day, but you need to know what that is, all right? It's going to spur you to begin making better choices. Review your personal financial statement. It will change and grow over time. I update mine probably twice a year, honestly. Some people do it quarterly. Just depends on how busy you are, but you need to know where you're starting from. You can't get to a point unless you know where you're starting from. Step three, real easy, create a budget. All right, create a budget. Now, I'm not telling you to create a budget because of what Dave Ramsey would tell you, but he's legit when he says he wants you to have a budget because he wants you to live within your means. I want you to live within your means. I don't want you to have envelopes taped to your shirt so you can go eat lunch. I'm not saying that, but this is grown-up financial advice. Live below your means, but you need to find out, you create that budget, and you need to find out what you're really spending monthly, right? What are your financial obligations? Why? Because the goal is going to be to create enough passive income that meets or exceeds that. That's my primary reason for you creating a budget. If you need $3,000 a month, well, then as soon as your passive income hits $3,200 a month, what are you? You're financially free. Do you need to go to work on Monday? Not if you don't want to. Okay. So that budget is going to give you that monthly, here's what we need. Here's what I need. Here's what our family needs. Okay. So even if it's basic, you'll get better at this. My friends, if you're married or if you have a partner, get them involved. They may say, I don't want to do this. Whatever you got to do. Okay. If you got to, hey, I'll cook dinner, but let's sit down for an hour and work on the budget. Hey, I'll pour you an espresso martini. I will make that for you, but sit down with me and let's create a budget and let's work on this and let's try to live below our means and let's see where we can free up some income to create passive income. Yes, what we do takes money, okay? This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. These are tried and true, proven practices for hundreds of years. This is real estate investing. You need that budget. You need that personal financial statement. You need good credit, okay? This is big boy and big girl investing. 4, very important, change your mindset. Change your mindset. For me, it was getting involved educationally, but books are great if you're a reader. If you like to listen, I use Audible books. I have a book list. I'm happy to share it with you. Shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Start 30 minutes a day, maybe an hour a week, whatever works for you. I'd prefer it to be a little more. But Richest Man in Babylon, that one. Stop Acting Rich is great. Rich Dad, Poor Dad is great. Anything by Tony Robbins. Unlimited Power. I just added the book that Dale read when he was a kid that changed his life. I've been listening to that. It's excellent. How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World by Harry Brown. That is great. But you got to change your mindset. You've got to go to a millionaire mindset instead of the middle class mindset. You may be thinking right now, what are you talking about? You'll understand as we get into this, but you make decisions differently. You see things differently. You see opportunities where there aren't opportunities. When your mindset starts to change and you say, you know what? We're not going to have another hell year like we had in 2020 because we're changing today. You will start to see things differently. Combine that with your budget, your personal financial statement, right? We're looking at our wealth. We're knowing where we need to go. And we're fixing our credit if we need to fix our credit. In fact, I did a show, Mike Doyle, the credit guy. He's a great resource, okay? Find that show. I don't have the date here in front of me, but that just kind of hit me as I'm doing the show. Step 5. This is the last step. And again, my friends, you can do all 5 of these between now and 2021. Except that there must be a change. We kind of hit on this earlier, but nothing changes if nothing changes. My friends, it took me 2 years to accept finally that there must be a change. It was a transformation that I went through, again, from corporate America, 401k, doing what we're supposed to do, and you're just treading water. You're treading water. You're on that mass wheel, and it's not changing. So this might be difficult for many of you, but you got to look at it, accept it, look at absolute truth. Okay, don't look at political truth. Don't look at social truth. Look at absolute truth. Accept that there must be a change if you truly want to change. And that's that realization. But my friends, the definition of insanity, we've heard it's doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Nothing happens if nothing happens. But I want you to understand, my friends, this is fun. This is exciting. This is easy. It compounds every year. But you got to get started. So my friends, until 2021, I want you to remember, It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Make it a great day. I'll see you next year.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.